How important should empathy be for a judge? What about commitment to the rule of law? The questions were raised in the 2009 confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
We're not robots to listen to evidence and don't have feelings. We have to recognize those feelings and put them aside.
Kenji Yoshino, a professor of constitutional law at New York University, says Shakespeare examined these questions 400 years ago in his play Measure for Measure. Yoshino says two officials in the play represent opposite approaches, the first governed by empathy and mercy.
And that notion of judging is represented by the Duke Vincentio at the beginning of the play. And what Vincentio's problem is that he's so merciful that the state sinks into anarchy.
Lord Angelo, the judge who takes over in Vincentio's absence, enforces the law strictly, without mercy. As the plot unfolds, both approaches are shown to be wrong, says Yoshino.
And I want to say, look, Shakespeare got there first, and he eliminated both of these extremes. He showed that the first extreme is dangerous because it leads to too much mercy. Mercy in an individual is a wonderful thing, but mercy on the part of a governmental actor can be a very dangerous thing.
He says Shakespeare understood that rigid enforcement of the law, irrespective of circumstances, is also unjust.
So what we're looking for is jurists who are able to balance the claims of empathy against the claims of the rule of law and to find that middle path.
Yoshino says Shakespeare dealt with questions of justice in many of his plays. He notes that in Elizabethan England, when the playwright was working, the modern state and the rule of law were evolving. In Othello, for example, Iago convinces Othello that his wife has been unfaithful. The charge is based on the fact that she no longer has a handkerchief Othello gave her as a token of his love. In fact, Iago asked his own wife to steal the handkerchief. Othello does not know that.
Villain, be sure thou prove my love a whore. Be sure of it, give me the ocular proof. Or by the worth of man's eternal soul, thou hadst better been born a dog than answer my wicked wrath.
Shakespeare calls this a problem of ocular proof, you know, the idea that we need to see evidence before we believe in it, and that oftentimes when metaphysical questions of guilt or innocence are difficult for us to answer, we have a tendency to reduce them to questions that pertain to physical evidence. So when we can't measure what's important, we make important what we can measure.
Yoshino says this happened during the 1995 murder trial of O.J. Simpson, a former football star accused of killing his ex-wife and her friend in a jealous rage. Defense lawyer Johnny Cochran faced what seemed like overwhelming evidence of Simpson's guilt. But the lawyer showed the jury a glove left at the crime scene and demonstrated that it appeared not to fit Simpson's hand. Cochran repeated over and over,
"If it doesn't fit, you must acquit."
The jury acquitted Simpson. Several jurors later said the glove persuaded them. Yoshino says the play that deals most directly with the law is The Merchant of Venice. A dramatic courtroom trial determines if the moneylender Shylock can take a pound of flesh from the borrower Antonio, who defaulted on a loan. The use of human flesh as collateral is central to the story, and the court must decide if the contract can be enforced, even though it would result in Antonio's death.
"The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed."
The play's meaning is debated to this day. Yoshino says his students benefit from reading Shakespeare.
Law students continuously surprise me in their capacity to respond to the humanities. And so I think that when I teach my courses in law and literature, it is really seen as a healing or a recuperative experience, both for the students and for me, because I think that what a legal education does, to paraphrase another author, is that it sharpens the mind by narrowing it.
Yoshino says the narrow focus helps students isolate relevant facts, but it's incomplete. That's where literature helps, he says, and no one has more insight into human conflict than William Shakespeare.
He just had such a deep knowledge, both of human nature and of its various varieties. So you can really populate an entire commonwealth with characters from Shakespeare's plays.
And fill a whole casebook on the law as well. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.